Lee Smith's latest novel, The Last Girls, is framed by two trips down the Mississippi River. It's a story about four middle-aged women, former confidants who've drifted apart since their college days. But when they reunite on a steamboat to scatter a classmate's ashes, it's clear that their shared past has set the course of each woman's life. Smith says The Last Girls is based on a real-life adventure in 1966 when she and some friends decided to navigate the Mississippi on their own raft.
It was kind of like a floating porch. It was a board platform, 40 by 15 feet, on 52 oil drums, and we got two 40-horsepower engines to use to steer by, and we were ready to go. Except the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers very wisely did not want us to go on the river at that point, and so we secured the services of a retired 76-year-old riverboat captain who emerged from the Irvin S. Cobb retirement home there in Paducah and said, "I will take the girls down the river," and he did, and it was great.
And in your novel, The Last Girls, you have fictionalized this trip, and you have some women who are now some years out of college, recalling that original
35. Yeah, well, we don't have to be delicate here, Bob, because this book is about aging, among other things.
Did you bring a book?
I did.
Page 21.
Okay.
One of the characters, Harriet, is recalling their English teacher, Mr. Gaines, back at was Mary Scott College in the book.
Right? Right. It's sort of a combination of all women's colleges.
Okay.
Mr. Gaines had explained that Huck, their inspiration, was an American Odysseus off on an archetypal journey, the oldest plot of all. According to the archetype, the traveler learned something about himself along the way. What did we learn, Harriet wonders now? Not much, only that if you're cute and sing a lot of songs, people will come out whenever you dock and bring you pound cake and ham and beer and keys to the city. And when you get to New Orleans, you will be met by the band from Preservation Hall on a tugboat and showered by red roses dropped from a helicopter, paid for by somebody's daddy. A raft of girls, another caption reads on these old clippings. Beneath a picture of them dancing on a dock someplace, Harriet believes it was Baton Rouge. Would she remember this trip at all if she didn't have the clippings? Certainly she wouldn't remember these details. Baby's bandana and the captain's umbrella and all those tuna fish sandwiches. They did an ad for some tuna company, wasn't that it? And an ad for some blue jeans company that photographed their butts from behind, leaning over the Daisy Pickett's rail. If they made the same trip today, they would never be referred to as girls in any of these articles. They would be called women, and they would never, ever consent to that butt shot.
Well, certainly not on the second trip
now. Heavens no.
Harriet and Baby were very close in college.
They were roommates, and I think Baby is a very difficult friend to have. She was charismatic. She was always in trouble. She would get you in trouble. Baby stole everybody's boyfriend. Baby was promiscuous, and this thing that happened with Harriet really put Harriet on emotional hold, I think, for the rest of her life.
Harriet and Baby's classmate Courtney is on the trip. She's the junior league Southern Living type.
Yeah, she looked like she stepped right out of the pages, you know, wearing pearls and carrying a tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Then there's Catherine, who's a little more complicated.
She is very much in love with her third husband. She finds herself suddenly at this point in her life feeling very confined, even in this happy third marriage.
There's Anna, and you had a great time with Anna.
Anna is a world-famous romance novelist. In fact, she writes a whole novel between the time the women get on in Memphis and get off in New Orleans.
The Louisiana
Purchase.
It's part
of her it's part of her Confederacy series. And some of her other titles are Tennessee Stud, Tupelo Honey, The Missouri Compromise.
I like that one. The most interesting thing to me is that each of these women has a lot of secrets, and the reader learns all of those secrets. And these women who were once very close don't tell their secrets to one another, as they might have when they were back in college.
That's right. I think this book really is about friendship, mainly. And I think there is a time when we are open to everything, and those emotions that we share when we're young and those friendships that we make are the truest and the most open that we will ever have. And as the years accumulate, it just gets harder. And there's a point when we realize we're making this trip alone. And I think these women, each one creates her story, but it's not the shared narrative, I think, is maybe no longer quite as possible.
And you underscore the point by having this perfect stranger of a couple reveal their most intimate secrets and are quite proud of it, actually.
Well, I do. Because, you know, I mean, no trip you take is ever what you think. For one thing, their somber mission keeps being intruded upon by the older gentleman and his younger wife, who were so happy to talk about very intimate specifics of their marriage that nobody wants to hear at dinner. And then also just the hoaginess of this steamboat trip, where at every stop, you know, crinoline ladies run to the landing and all this stuff that they really had not expected.
Of course, all these women are dealing with menopause, they're dealing with weight, they're dealing with estrogen, there's all these...
That's right, among other things. You know, guys are always writing these books about midlife, and I thought it was time for a woman to write one, too.
Writer Lee Smith, her new novel is The Last Girls. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.